Hey, sports freaks. It's time to get your game on with the Sports Freak Hour with Mike Morgan. Sponsored by Mountain Credit Union. Serving Western North Carolina since 1963. Horizon Heat and Air. Unmatched quality, service, and price. Eggs Up Grill. Serving breakfast and lunch 7 days a week. And the We Sell WNC Real Estate team, Chris and Stephanie Scruggs. Now, here's your Sports Freak Hour host, Mike Morgan.
And welcome into the studio tonight. We are live here at WTZQ. Glad to be with you, Mike Morgan. Always enjoy being here on Monday nights talking sports with you. And I tell you what, we have got all kinds of stuff going on in the sports world today. The NBA playoffs in full swing. Pretty much every single series has played at least one game. And so an overreaction already on some of these series. People think, oh, my gosh, it's over. You know, they've lost game one. And it's 4 out of 7. We got a long way to go. And congrats to the Carolina Hurricanes in the hockey playoffs. They got a 4-1 win yesterday over New Jersey. So Canes up 1-0 in that series. Hey, Major League Baseball, we're about 20 games in, which means we got about 162 or 140 more to go in the 162 season. So a long way to go with baseball. We'll be talking a lot about that throughout the summer months here as well. And, you know, one thing that's kind of become a sport within a sport is a transfer portal in college basketball. So many kids leaving, moving around. It's free agency in college basketball. Ian Jackson, the former Tar Heel star, the freshman, he committed to Al Pacino and St. John's today. Rick Pitino and St. John's today. But think about it. Have you ever seen Al Pacino and Rick Pitino in the same room? Just think about that. They may actually be the same person. But Jackson heading up to play with St. John's. And also today, Ian Shefflin from Clemson, the chef. He entered the transfer portal. So did Zachary, one of their star guards from last year. Yeah, so just a lot of moving and shaking still going on in the transfer portal. And also yesterday in golf, congratulations to Justin Thomas, JT, getting his first win in 3 years. Hard to believe it's been 3 years since Thomas won a tournament. But he won down in a playoff down at Hilton Head to take home the Heritage. And, of course, coming up Thursday from Lambeau Field, it is the NFL Draft. And tonight's show, we're going to talk a whole lot of football. As a matter of fact, coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to head down to Charlotte and talk to Jim Zocchi. Jim is with the Carolina Panther Radio Network. As a matter of fact, he has been with them since the team started 1995. This will be the 30th year of Carolina Panther football, and Jim Zocchi's been there for every single one of them. So we'll talk to Jim about the Panthers and their upcoming draft. And it's funny, Zocchi, a couple of years ago on the Sports Freak of an Asheville show, I was down at the beach, and I saw Jim eating dinner. So I texted him, said, hey, man, are you eating dinner at the beach? And he's like, yeah. So we chit-chatted and met his wife, and he met my family. And so that became a running joke that I'm always stalking Jim Zocchi. I don't stalk him. To the best of y'all's knowledge out there, I've never stalked Jim Zocchi. We always have a little bit of fun with that. But Jim's a great guest. We'll be talking to him here in just a few minutes. And then coming up around 6:30, we're going to bring in a Super Bowl champion, Brad Johnson, the former Owen Warhorse. He, of course, 17-year NFL career. Back in 2002, he led Tampa Bay to the Super Bowl title. So we'll talk to Brad about the draft coming up. And also, you know, his kids, both Max and Jake, play football down in Chapel Hill. So get his thoughts on Bill Belichick, and also check in on Max. You may remember last year his son as a quarterback down there got hurt, just a gruesome leg injury. And so we'll get the latest on his health as well and talk to Brad about a number of things. But I tell you what, let's take a break. When we come back, we are going to be reaching out to Jim Zocchi with the Carolina Panther Radio Network. You're listening to the Sports Freak Hour here on WTZQ.
Eggs Up Grill.
Eggs Up Grill. Classic breakfast, only $8 before 8 a.m.
Score!
The best burgers, salads, and wraps in town.
Score!
Lots of free parking.
Score!
Eggs Up Grill on Spartanburg Highway next to Planet Fitness. Open daily 6 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Horizon Heat and Air, your local train comfort specialist, is a proud sponsor of high school sports coverage on WTZQ. With their professionally trained staff, affordable pricing, and fast service, Horizon Heat and Air is the local source to deliver comfort for your home or business.
If you're buying or selling property in Western North Carolina, think We Sell WNC. Honest and knowledgeable, We Sell WNC will help you navigate this crazy real estate market with ease. When it comes to real estate in Western North Carolina, think We Sell WNC for a winning experience.
Golfers, tee it up for a great cause with Mountain Credit Union. The Tee It Up Golf Tournament is May 28th at Springdale Country Club to support juvenile diabetes research. Register now and drive toward a cure. Visit mountaincu.org for details. Mountain Credit Union, people helping people, one swing at a time.
Horizon Heat and Air, your local Train comfort specialist, is a proud sponsor of high school sports coverage on WTZQ. With their professionally trained staff, affordable pricing, and fast service, Horizon Heat and Air is the local source to deliver comfort for your home or business.
If you're buying or selling property in Western North Carolina, think We Sell WNC. Honest and knowledgeable, We Sell WNC will help you navigate this crazy real estate market with ease. When it comes to real estate in Western North Carolina, think We Sell WNC for a winning experience.
Golfers, tee it up for a great cause with Mountain Credit Union. The Tee It Up Golf Tournament is May 28th at Springdale Country Club to support juvenile diabetes research. Register now and drive toward a cure. Visit mountaincu.org for details. Mountain Credit Union, people helping people, one swing at a time.
Welcome back to the Sports Week Hour here on WTZQ. Mike Morgan with you as we're getting ready to kick off our second quarter. And we're bringing in a guy that I just love talking to. I don't stalk him, even though he says I stalk him. I already told everybody, Jim, I'm not your stalker. But let's welcome in Jim Zocchi with the Carolina Panther Radio Network. Jim, how you doing tonight, buddy? Jim, can you hear me, bud? Zoke, are you there? Jim. Oh, I think we're having some technical difficulties, as he used to say. I can hear him, but he can't hear me. Jim, can you hear me? Hello, Jim. It's the first time this has happened. I tell you what, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll try and get Jim Zocchi on the line. You got Sports Week Hour here on WTZQ.
Horizon Heat and Air, your local Train comfort specialist, is a proud sponsor of high school sports coverage on WTZQ. With their professionally trained staff, affordable pricing, and fast service, Horizon Heat and Air is the local source to deliver comfort for your home or business.
If you're buying or selling property in Western North Carolina, think We Sell WNC. Honest and knowledgeable, We Sell WNC will help you navigate this crazy real estate market with ease. When it comes to real estate in Western North Carolina, think We Sell WNC for a winning experience.
Golfers, tee it up for a great cause with Mountain Credit Union. The Tee It Up Golf Tournament is May 28th at Springdale Country Club to support juvenile diabetes research. Register now and drive toward a cure. Visit mountaincu.org for details. Mountain Credit Union, people helping people, one swing at a time.
Eggs Up Grill.
Eggs Up Grill. Classic breakfast, only $8 before 8 a.m. Best burgers, salads, and wraps in town.
Score!
Lots of free parking.
Score!
Eggs Up Grill on Spartanburg Highway next to Planet Fitness. Open daily 6 a.m. to 2 p.m.
You got to love some live radio. Every now and then that happens. So I'm just going to go straight to the phone line. Jim Zocchi, can you hear me? Can you hear me, sir? Earth to Jim Zocchi, can you hear me? this is the beauty of being live here and only guy in the studio. So I tell you what, Jim is not there. I tell you what, we're going to take one more quick break. When we come back, we'll try and figure this out. So stand by. You got Sports Week Hour here on WTZQ.
If you're buying or selling property in Western North Carolina, think We Sell WNC. Honest and knowledgeable, We Sell WNC will help you navigate this crazy real estate market with ease. When it comes to real estate in Western North Carolina, think We Sell WNC for a winning experience.
Horizon Heat and Air, your local Train comfort specialist, is a proud sponsor of high school sports coverage on WTZQ. With their professionally trained staff, affordable pricing, and fast service, Horizon Heat and Air is the local source to deliver comfort for your home or business.
Golfers, tee it up for a great cause with Mountain Credit Union. The Tee It Up Golf Tournament is May 28th at Springdale Country Club to support juvenile diabetes research. Register now and drive toward a cure. Visit mountaincu.org for details. Mountain Credit Union, people helping people, one swing at a time.
Eggs Up Grill.
Eggs Up Grill. Classic breakfast, only $8 before 8 a.m. The best burgers, salads, and wraps in town.
Score!
Lots of free parking.
Score!
Eggs Up Grill on Spartanburg Highway next to Planet Fitness. Open daily 6 a.m. to 2 p.m.
You know, I've been lucky here over the start of this radio show here on the Q that everything's worked pretty good. I hadn't had to worry about something not working or something getting messed up. You know, I've been very lucky, been very, very lucky. But unfortunately, I think my luck has run out because for some reason, Jim Szoke cannot hear me. And I can hear him. We had him coming through the board, but he's having a hard time hearing me back. So we're going to try and figure this out as we go through stuff, see if we can't make it work. But one thing I want to talk to Szoke about was, of course, Carolina Panthers, because the draft is coming up on Thursday night. It will begin. And so seeing we don't have Szoke, I'm just going to go through the NFL draft with you here tonight and kind of talk about who's coming up, who's got what pick, and the number one overall pick is with the Tennessee Titans as of now. There's been a lot of talk about a lot of trades could still be happening. Nothing has happened as of yet. But Tennessee Titans hold on to that number one spot. A lot of people think they're going to go Cam Ward, the quarterback from Miami, even though I think there's always a chance they could go Abdul Carter as well. And, of course, Travis Hunter is there too, the running back and defensive back from Colorado. So we'll have to see exactly who does go where, but I really think that Titans, more than likely, they need a quarterback. Cam Ward, probably the best quarterback out there right now, even above Sanders. So I think I would take Cam Ward if I were Tennessee. So if that happens, Cleveland has the number two pick, and you got a feeling that Travis Hunter is going to be that guy. Because, again, probably the best athlete in the draft. Hunter, you know, just unbelievable athlete. Played both wide receiver and cornerback for Deion Sanders at Colorado. You know, in offense, you know, he was a heck of a playmaker. So we will see if he would join the likes of Jerry Jeudy and David Njoku and Kenny Pickett, Joe Flacco, whoever is going to be a quarterback, you know, could get a great weapon in Travis Hunter. Then the Giants have the third pick, and there's a good chance if he is still there and doesn't go in one of the first two picks, Abdul Carter definitely will be going there. That dude is just a stud. He's an edge rusher from Penn State. He is kind of your it's even Mel Kiper saying it's your classic best player available pick whenever they go after somebody, because he is someone you cannot pass up on. Then the Patriots and Jaguars both have the next two picks, picks 4 and 5. Really don't care where either one of those teams go, because neither one of those teams or either team I even root for. But they got a lot of people like the Patriots going with the offensive lineman. The Jaguars could go defensive tackle. Then you get down to the Las Vegas Raiders, and if he is there, Ashton Jeanty could be going there, the running back from Boise State. I really like him. I really, really do. I think he's probably one of the best running backs out there. And seen a lot of stories here lately with Saquon Barkley, all the success that he has had as a running back. You know, that maybe has some teams rethinking, do we take a running back in the with the first pick? Because, you know, that is something that you see a lot of teams maybe leaning back towards that. A lot of times we've seen running backs by committee. We've seen a lot of teams, you know, do that. So, but we'll have to see if Ashton Jeanty, if he's there, I bet you the Raiders will take him. The Jets have the 7th pick, and then the Panthers come in at number 8. And that is where, if this guy is available, I've seen this name on a lot of draft boards, and that is the one thing about the NFL draft. You can find 15,000 different mock drafts out there, and very few of them are going to be exactly the same, 1 through 10, but a lot of them have the Panthers going with Jalen Walker, the edge rusher and linebacker from Georgia. If they get him, he is going to be pretty good. And you think about that Panther defense. They gave up the most points in NFL history last year, 534. So they got a linebacker, you know, who can get up the field, who can pressure the quarterback. 6'1", 243. You know, they can move him around a lot, use him at defensive end, stand him up as a linebacker, go different places. He actually can cover pretty well as a linebacker, too. I love that. If Jalen Walker is there, I'll be excited to see if the Panthers go that direction. Then the New Orleans Saints will have the 9th pick, and a lot of people think Shedeur Sanders is going to be right there. And if he is, they think that is the direction that they are going. Derek Carr's got a shoulder injury. Not sure about his upcoming season, his status. You know, Sanders, big, strong arm, you know, put up huge numbers at Colorado. So we'll see if by any chance if that is where the Saints go. The Bears have the 10th pick, and, of course, we'll be watching that one closely, as I think a lot of us here in West North Carolina have probably become Chicago Bears fans because Ben Johnson, former AC Reynolds Rocket and North Carolina Tar Heel, is now the head coach for the Chicago Bears, of course, offensive coordinator last couple of years with the Detroit Lions. And I will say I reached out to both Ben and to Rico Dowdle this week just to see if they'd be available to join me on the show. And unfortunately, both those guys are tied up tonight. Ben's got a lot going on. Rico doing a lot of workouts, as he was a great pickup, Dowdle was, by the Carolina Panthers. You know, last season, Rico, you know, ran for 1,000 yards with the Dallas Cowboys. And then he comes over to the Panthers on a one-year deal. So the Bears with that 10th pick, and they think, a lot of people think that Michael Williams from Georgia is going to be a pick, another edge rusher. Georgia has a lot of dudes that are good on defense, don't they? So Michael Williams could be going there. And then on down the way, the 49ers got the 11th pick, Dallas Cowboys coming in, number 12. You know, I'm a recovering Cowboy fan, so I won't even worry about talking about what they got going on. But then we look at the Panthers. They not only have, of course, the 8th overall pick in the draft, they also have the 25th pick in the draft. That'll be in the second round. Then they get the 25th pick in the second round. Then they have the 10th pick in the third round. They got 2 picks in the fourth round, both the number 9 and number 12. Then they got the 2nd pick in the 5th round, the 8th pick in the 5th round, and the 27th pick in the 5th round. And if any other sport where this happens, you know, whenever you've got even 4th, 5th, and 6th round picks in the NFL, you typically are going to get a pretty good player. So we will see how it all plays out for the Carolina Panthers. Once again, I'm kind of bummed that I couldn't get Jim Zocchi on with us, but I'm going to try and figure out what's going on the phone lines and try and get Brad Johnson on here in a little while, at least have a chance to talk to Brad tonight. If not, you get to listen to me talk all night long, which sorry about that, folks, but that kind of happens. So if you're driving around, you want to talk sports, just come on by the studio and I'll put you on the air. So, and also some news, I failed to mention this earlier, back to college basketball for a second, but North Carolina State transfer Dennis Parker Jr. has committed to Radford. So apparently, after talking with Brian Hall earlier today, Radford has a pretty nice little NIL budget to work with. So Dennis Parker Jr., 6'6", sophomore guard, played in 27 games for the Wolfpack, only averaged right at 3 points and about 3 rebounds, averaged 4 points and 3.2 rebounds as a freshman. So one of those kids that never really kind of fit in to the Kevin Keats' scheme. I thought he would be a good kid if he would have hung around and played in the Will Wade system. But he will be coming to Radford now. So that means UNC Asheville will get to see him twice in a season, maybe 3 times, depending on how the tournament plays out. But yes, that's some of the big news that's happening there tonight. So I tell you what, let's take another break. When we come back, I'm going to try and reach out to Brad Johnson, get him on with us. Hopefully, everything will work. We will find out here shortly. You're listening to Sports Week Hour here on WTZQ.
If you're buying or selling property in Western North Carolina, think We Sell WNC. Honest and knowledgeable, We Sell WNC will help you navigate this crazy real estate market with ease. When it comes to real estate in Western North Carolina, think We Sell WNC for a winning experience.
Horizon Heat and Air, your local trained comfort specialist, is a proud sponsor of high school sports coverage on WTZQ. With their professionally trained staff, affordable pricing, and fast service, Horizon Heat and Air is the local source to deliver comfort for your home or business.
Golfers, tee it up for a great cause with Mountain Credit Union. The Tee It Up Golf Tournament is May 28th at Springdale Country Club to support juvenile diabetes research. Register now and drive toward a cure. Visit mountaincu.org for details. Mountain Credit Union, people helping people, one swing at a time.
Eggs Up Grill! Eggs Up Grill!
Eggs Up Grill. Classic breakfast, only $8 before 8 a.m. The best burgers, salads, and wraps in town.
Score!
Lots of free parking.
Score!
Eggs Up Grill on Spartanburg Highway next to Planet Fitness. Open daily 6 a.m. to 2 p.m.
And welcome back to Sports Week Hour here on WTCQ. Mike Morgan with you tonight. I do apologize, having some technical phone difficulties here tonight as I tried to reach out to Jim Zocchi with the Carolina Panther Radio Network. I always love talking to Jim, but he unfortunately could not hear us. We could hear him, but he could not hear us for some reason. So I've done a hard reset here. I tried to call Brad Johnson during the break, too, and Brad did not answer. I think he's calling me back now because he probably realized that that was me calling him. So I'm going to give him a buzz here in just a little bit as well. But, yeah, so hopefully everything will get back to working here tonight and we can get some guests on the show. So once again, I want to thank these guys for taking the opportunity to be with me. But unfortunately, you know, I got to get this system figured out, man. So it's just it'll get there eventually. So let me take a break real quick. When we come back, we're going to try this one more time. You're listening to Sports Week Hour here on WTZQ.
This is Q95.3 FM and 1600 AM WTZQ, Hendersonville, Asheville, Brevard, Tryon.
Do you remember when you bought your first car? If you were like me, a family member took you car shopping. My daddy took...
Horizon Heat and Air, your local Trane comfort specialist, is a proud sponsor of high school sports coverage on WTZQ. With their professionally trained staff, affordable pricing, and fast service, Horizon Heat and Air is the local source to deliver comfort for your home or business.
If you're buying or selling property in Western North Carolina, think We Sell WNC. Honest and knowledgeable, We Sell WNC will help you navigate this crazy real estate market with ease. When it comes to real estate in Western North Carolina, think We Sell WNC for a winning experience.
Golfers, tee it up for a great cause with Mountain Credit Union. The Tee It Up Golf Tournament is May 28th at Springdale Country Club to support juvenile diabetes research. Register now and drive toward a cure. Visit mountaincu.org for details. Mountain Credit Union, people helping people, one swing at a time.
It's up real.
Eggs Up Grill. Classic breakfast, only $8 before 8 a.m.
Score!
The best burgers, salads, and wraps in town.
Score!
Lots of free parking.
Score!
Eggs Up Grill on Spartanburg Highway next to Planet Fitness. Open daily 6 a.m. to 2 p.m.
And welcome back to Sports Week Hour, everyone. Well, unfortunately, for me and for all you guys listening, hey, it's a great for the sponsors, man. They've had a chance to hear a whole bunch of commercials here tonight. I accidentally fired the illegal ID there earlier, too, so sorry about that. But we still having some phone line difficulties here, so I need to call 911 and get somebody over here to help me out. Brad, he can hear me on the phone, but, of course, we cannot... He cannot hear what is coming back to him. So there we go. So we will continue to figure that out and hopefully get that figured out here before the night's over with. If not, I'll just sit here and talk sports with you for a little while. And one thing I was talking about Brad Johnson earlier, of course, had a seven-year career in the NFL, which is just hard to think that someone played that many years. And when you think about Brad, too, just one of the good dudes. I got to know him years ago. His dad was a camp director at Camp Ridgecrest. And so I'm in the gym just doing a little basketball workout all by myself, just, you know, getting off some shots and shooting free throws and hanging out. And this bow-legged middle school kid walked into the gym and said, "Hey, man, you want to play a game one-on-one?" I was like, "Sure." And about 10 minutes later, I think he beat me like 10-2. I was like, "Wow. So, now, who are you?" And he's like, "Well, I'm Brad. You know, I'm Rick's son." I was like, "Okay, great." And he was like, I think he was an eighth grader at that time. And so we got to be friends, and I followed him all through high school. He actually came down, hung out with me one weekend at Wingate. The best part about that is we played pickup basketball that night, and I think we won like 20 games in a row. We never lost because Brad was an unbelievable high school basketball player. Actually went to Florida State, and for 2 years he played both basketball and football. And then Coach Bowden at the time told him, "Hey, you need to just commit to football, pick one." So he chose football. And then even down there, the kind of the way that season went, it didn't really end very well for him. He played some, but not a lot. Casey Weldon ended up playing a whole lot more. So then Brad had opportunity to get in the NFL. I actually played over in Europe for a year. Came back. That 17-year NFL career was great. It capped off in 2002 when he won the Super Bowl with Tampa Bay. But a few years previous to that, when he was in Minnesota, he had a neck injury, had to have neck surgery, and that was just kind of one of those things, you know, you worried maybe his career was going to be over. He was playing unbelievable football at that point in time. Then luckily, he was able to come back from the injury. He did go play for the Redskins for a couple of years, and being a diehard Cowboy fan at that time, I kind of had to hate him for a couple of years. I didn't want to, but I had to. And then he ended up going to Tampa. And, of course, there he won a Super Bowl. And then later, you know, he finished up his career with the Dallas Cowboys, backing up Tony Romo. And so Brad and I have known each other for a long time. I've not had a chance to get him on the air. I think whenever I take a break here in about a couple of minutes, I'm going to try and reach back out to him, see if I can get in touch with him. But anyway, so I'm going to try. We'll see if we can get Brad on here to talk a little bit about stuff. And I did just ask him very briefly, how's Max doing? Because, again, if you look back, remember last year, his son Max was a quarterback at North Carolina, suffered a gruesome leg injury. I mean, really, seriously, he almost had to have his leg amputated. That is how bad that leg injury was. But thank goodness Brad's son Max was able to recover from that. So he's recovering. He's doing pretty good. And now he's playing for Bill Belichick. So I was really, really looking forward to kind of getting his thoughts on that. So, but anyway, but Brad's a great guy, and I'm going to try and reach back out to him here in just a little bit, see if we can't get him on the air with us and at least talk a little football. And if we can't get it on there, then I'll just go back to me talking sports all the way here to the very end of the 6:30 hour here tonight. So I tell you what, we're going to take one more break. I'm going to try and call him back right now. And hopefully when I come back, we'll have Brad Johnson on the show. If not, you're stuck with me. You got the Sports Freak Hour here on WTZQ.
If you're buying or selling property in Western North Carolina, think We Sell WNC. Honest and knowledgeable, We Sell WNC will help you navigate this crazy real estate market with ease. When it comes to real estate in Western North Carolina, think We Sell WNC for a winning experience.
Horizon Heat and Air, your local trained comfort specialist, is a proud sponsor of high school sports coverage on WTZQ. With their professionally trained staff, affordable pricing, and fast service, Horizon Heat and Air is the local source to deliver comfort for your home or business.
Golfers, tee it up for a great cause with Mountain Credit Union. The Tee It Up Golf Tournament is May 28th at Springdale Country Club to support juvenile diabetes research. Register now and drive toward a cure. Visit mountaincu.org for details. Mountain Credit Union, people helping people, one swing at a time.
Eggs Up Grill!
Eggs Up Grill! Classic breakfast, only $8 before 8 a.m. The best burgers, salads, and wraps in town.
Score!
Lots of free parking.
Score!
Eggs Up Grill on Spartanburg Highway next to Planet Fitness. Open daily 6 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Whoop. Well, I guess we lost it. I was just saying. Well, at least I'm laughing about this because I was just talking to Brad. As a man, give me a minute, you know, hopefully you'll hear the on-air, but for some reason, they can hear me, but I cannot, I can hear them, but they cannot hear me, so. Okay, so no Brad Johnson here tonight, so here we go. So let's now talk something that I love talking about, that I could talk about, that I'm probably blue in the face. No one else in my family really cares to talk too much about it, but let's talk a little Major League Baseball here for the next 10 or 15 minutes as we are off and running here to the season. Of course, my beloved Los Angeles Dodgers got off to an 8-0 start. Super excited about the beginning of the season. And then they'd gone into, don't even want to even say a slide, because they're not really terrible. As a matter of fact, they've gone 7-3 in their last 10. Dodgers are 16-7 overall, but they're half game behind the San Diego Padres for first place in the West and also for the best record in baseball. And when you look up at the National League East, you got a team that's only a game behind these guys for the best record. That's New York Mets. They've been playing a whole lot better baseball as they have won 7 of their last 10 as well to open up a 2-game lead over the Phillies. The Braves are in last place, but only 6.5 out. And, of course, there's a lot of baseball still to be played. I don't think anyone that is a sports fan or a fan of the Braves need to worry too much. Maybe worry later on down the road, but I think right now it's early enough in the baseball season to not freak out too much. But then if you look at the American League, the Yankees lead the Blue Jays and the Red Sox by two games each. Of course, New York led by Aaron Judge, and I think Max Fried looked great the other night. The former Wolfpacker Carlos Rodon pitched a shutout the other night as well. Detroit Tigers by a half game over the Guardians in the Central. Of course, Tigers are a great story from last year, and they were actually swept by the Dodgers in L.A. earlier in the season. And then the Rangers, who the Dodgers just took two out of three from over the weekend, their first place, National League West, American League West, by a game over the Mariners, game and a half over the Angels. Athletics only three games back. The Astros two and a half games back. And again, we're 24, 25 games into the season for some of these teams. You know, so once again, a lot of baseball to be played. And how about the Cubs? Cubs leading the Central right now by a game over the Brewers and the Reds. Now, it's always fun. One thing I do, I break the baseball season into 20-game segments. And I've got a group text that I think I maybe shared with you guys before. It's a great group text. We've got John Bryant with Party Hospital, former superintendent of the Henderson County Public Schools. He's probably going to come in here some during the summer, hang out and talk some baseball with me. Looking forward to that. Matter of fact, John, if you're listening, come by tonight. I'll put you on the air. And then you got Rick Rice, a longtime disc jockey, the voice of the mountains. I think he's the voice of America is how I would describe him. Rick is on there with us. Stephen Gwaltney, who's a banker here in town with Park National. And then Dustin Phillips, who is works at Pat School of Dance, one of the co-owners over there. Huge Dodger fan. So we're always texting each other, talking about stuff, trying to get everything going. So what I do is I break down the season in 20 games. So I look at how the Dodgers did over 20. They went 14-6. Then I'll look at how they do over that. So they're ahead of schedule. 2 years ago, they were 10-10. Last year, they're 12-8. So that's a good way, just as a baseball fan, to break it down. Break it down into 20-game segments. See where you are every 20 games. And you'll have eight 20-game segments, and then, of course, two extra games to get to the 162. So that's something that's kind of fun to do. And speaking of Rick Rice, I hope everyone, first of all, had a very happy Easter over the weekend. I had my family in town. My son and daughter both were here, and church was amazing at Biltmore. We had just an awesome, awesome weekend. But on Friday, I was off. County offices were closed on Friday. I took Good Friday off and went over to Crooked Creek and played a little golf. And it was myself and Rick Rice, as I mentioned, the voice of America, Brian Hall, right, who was my co-host on the Sports Freaks in Asheville for all those years. And then Stan Pamphilis, my man, Stan Pamphilis. The four of us played golf together out at Crooked Creek. And I tell you what, hats off to the folks at Crooked Creek because, you know, that golf course got hit pretty hard, as did a lot of golf courses around here. Backside, especially 16, 17, 18, which are right there, run right along Crooked Creek. Did take on a good bit of damage, but they've done a good job to get the course playable. There's still some silt and some sand around there. And, you know, that got me thinking just about golf in the area because when, you know, Broadmoor is closed and we're not sure how long they will be closed for. I know at a board meeting last week, the folks from the Asheville Regional Airport were there. They mentioned that they're trying to get the irrigation fixed. And it could be September by the time they have it open and ready for play. So we'll see if they have an opportunity in September to get that open. If not, it's probably going to be spring of next year before Broadmoor is back open. We'll have to wait and see. And again, hopefully they'll get these things worked out. But think about Asheville Municipal Golf Course, or actually it's actually the Buncombe County Golf Course now, but everybody calls it Muni. Front side, of course, got hit big time. The back nine has been open, but it's going to be a long time before that front side is open. Black Mountain is hoping to get open maybe later on this summer as they took a pretty big hit. So you just think the golf world as a whole, unless you're a member of the Harrisville Country Club or Kenmure or Champion Hills, where those areas, they maybe had some damage, trees were down, but they weren't flooded as bad as some of these public courses were. You think about it, especially just here in the county, there's a lot of courses that you know, just are not open right now. Now, Etowah is open. Of course, they're going through some stuff too, possibly losing nine holes there. Don't know for sure what the history or the future is there. Cummins Cove, we're kind of waiting to see exactly what the future may hold in Cummins Cove as well. So again, there's, you know, I love to play golf. I love going out golfing. So, you know, we're really hurting just for places to play. But again, a lot of places are starting to get open again, and hopefully that will continue. And hopefully, you know, we'll have a chance to get the golf going here again in the area. So I tell you what, let's take one more break. When we come back, I may try and call somebody just as a test run, see if I get there. If not, we'll just come in here and just keep talking sports. You're listening to Sports Week out here on WTZQ.
Horizon Heat and Air, your local trained comfort specialist, is a proud sponsor of high school sports coverage on WTZQ. With their professionally trained staff, affordable pricing, and fast service, Horizon Heat and Air is the local source to deliver comfort for your home or business.
If you're buying or selling property in Western North Carolina, think We Sell WNC. Honest and knowledgeable, We Sell WNC will help you navigate this crazy real estate market with ease. When it comes to real estate in Western North Carolina, think We Sell WNC for a winning experience.
Golfers, tee it up for a great cause with Mountain Credit Union. The Tee It Up Golf Tournament is May 28th at Springdale Country Club to support juvenile diabetes research. Register now and drive toward a cure. Visit mountaincu.org for details. Mountain Credit Union, people helping people, one swing at a time.
Eggs Up Grill. Eggs Up Grill.
Eggs Up Grill. Classic breakfast, only $8 before 8 a.m.
Score!
The best burgers, salads, and wraps in town.
Score!
Lots of free parking.
Score!
Eggs Up Grill on Spartanburg Highway next to Planet Fitness. Open daily 6 a.m. to 2 p.m.
And welcome back to Sports Week out here on WTZQ. I'm your host, Mike Morgan. And I was just kind of playing around with the phone lines one more time, trying to see if I could get a hold of Mr. Brad Johnson. But unfortunately, same issue as before. I can hear him, but he cannot hear me. So that's a one-way conversation that, you know, kind of hard to do there. So we'll get the bugs figured out, and we'll be back at it next Monday night. But I tell you what, well, we got some time here. We mentioned earlier just about all the things going on right now, everything that's happening in the sports world. We talked a little bit about Major League Baseball a little while ago, mentioned the Hurricanes got the win. It was cool seeing Justin Thomas get the victory down at the Heritage Classic down in beautiful Hilton Head. And I've been down there a couple times on family vacations, and I've tried to get by there and hopefully play there one day. I've yet to do that, but that's a it's an accessible golf course. You can play there if you want to pay the money. But Justin Thomas, first win in 3 years. He has won 16 times on the PGA Tour. He has won two majors. And he made a comment after the round that winning on the PGA Tour is hard. And that is almost an understatement, but it is so true. It is very hard to win on the PGA Tour. And so he got the win back again, took the victory over Novak, and one hole of sudden death. So congratulations to Justin Thomas. And as I mentioned earlier, also, we were talking earlier about the NBA playoffs getting underway. And unfortunately, the Charlotte Hornets, nowhere to be found when it comes to the NBA playoffs. But as you look back, everything started on Saturday with the first opening round. You had the Bucks and the Pacers. Pacers won that first game very big, 117-98. The Nuggets had a hard time with the Clippers. Matter of fact, the Clippers pretty much led the entire game, but the Nuggets forced overtime and then won it 112-110 in overtime. So Denver fires their head coach just a couple of weeks ago, and they end up finishing fourth in the West and got to host this first round series and then snuck out a win over the Clippers. And then the Knicks took care of the Pistons, 123-112. Once again, Detroit got off to a hot start in that game, but the Knicks were able to come back and take care of business. And then one of the blowouts was the Timberwolves over the Lakers, 117-95, as Luka Doncic went off in the first quarter. Lakers led by 7, but then they got outscored by 18 in the second quarter, and we go ahead and lose by 22 points to the Timberwolves. So I think that shocked some people. And again, that's that overreaction stuff. Everybody's all worried about it, thinking, oh my gosh, it's over. Life is over as we know it. The Lakers are not going to advance. It's 4 out of 7. There's a lot of basketball to be played. A lot of adjustments will be made. Everything will be fine. Just like last night, my son's a big Rockets fan. We watched the entire Houston Golden State game. Once again, the Rockets came out looking great, jumped on them 13-5. We're thinking, oh, here we go. They're going to put them away. But then they started struggling. Then Steph Curry started hitting every single thing he threw up. It was unbelievable. He made shots from everywhere. And when you look at it, in the regular season, the Rockets went 52-30, and they're the 2 seed. The Warriors are the seventh seed, and they went 48-34, so only four games separating these two teams. Rockets won 2-1 in the regular season, but Warriors got the win 95-85. And again, the Rockets played terrible. They just played a horrible, horrible game of basketball and still only lost by 10. And then one of the other blowouts from yesterday, the Oklahoma City Thunder. Number one team in the West, they went 68-14 in the regular season. They destroyed the Memphis Grizzlies by 51 points, 131-80, as they just put a beat down on them. And so Williams leading the way with 28 points for OKC. And then yesterday afternoon, the Celtics held off the Magic. Once again, Orlando kept making a game out of it, but in the second half, Pistons pulled away, won by 17, 103-86. And then another kind of blowout game that happened yesterday as well. The Cleveland Cavaliers beat the Heat 121-100. Cavaliers, number one seed in the East. They went 64-18. And Donovan Mitchell got it done, 38 points. As I think it's something like five straight first-round games now. He scored 30 or more. So he is something else. So Donovan Mitchell leading the way. And coming up tonight, the game two in New York between the Pistons and the Knicks. Once again, the Knicks lead that series 1-0. That tips off around 7:30 tonight. Then at 10 o'clock tonight, the Clippers and the Nuggets play out in Denver. And once again, Nuggets leading that series 1-0. But when you look at those two teams, they both finished 50-32 in the regular season. So both of them are right there. Two very good teams. That's a 4-5 matchup. And typically, you usually do see good teams fighting it out whenever they're that close to one another. So once again, the NBA playoffs in full swing. As I mentioned earlier, the NHL playoffs in full swing as well, with the Hurricanes getting the victory in game one, 4-1 yesterday over the New Jersey Devils. And really, when you think about both the NBA and the NHL, you know, you're playing these 4 out of 7 series all the way through. So no 2 out of 3, no 3 out of 5. Every single series is 4 out of 7. So that's why I said, if you're down 1-0, don't worry about it. 2-0, okay, maybe you got something to worry about. 3-0, yeah, you really got something to worry about. But, you know, if it's 2-1, 3-2, I mean, you know, anything and everything can happen. So we will see how it all plays out and also see what happens as the playoffs continue. Let's take one more break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up here. You're listening to the Sports Week Hour on WTZQ.
If you're buying or selling property in Western North Carolina, think We Sell WNC. Honest and knowledgeable, We Sell WNC will help you navigate this crazy real estate market with ease. When it comes to real estate in Western North Carolina, think We Sell WNC for a winning experience.
Horizon Heat and Air, your local trained comfort specialist, is a proud sponsor of high school sports coverage on WTZQ. With their professionally trained staff, affordable pricing, and fast service, Horizon Heat and Air is the local source to deliver comfort for your home or business.
Golfers, tee it up for a great cause with Mountain Credit Union. The Tee It Up Golf Tournament is May 28th at Springdale Country Club to support juvenile diabetes research. Register now and drive toward a cure. Visit mountaincu.org for details. Mountain Credit Union, people helping people, one swing at a time.
Eggs Up Grill. Eggs Up Grill.
Eggs Up Grill. Classic breakfast, only $8 before 8 a.m. The best burgers, salads, and wraps in town.
Score!
Lots of free parking.
Score!
Eggs Up Grill on Spartanburg Highway next to Planet Fitness. Open daily 6 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Welcome back to the Sports Freak Hour here on WTZQ, everyone. About 10 minutes ago here. Before the top of the hour and the end of the show, I do apologize. Had some great guests lined up tonight, as we had Jim Szoke going to be on with me. We also had lined up to be on the show as well Brad Johnson, the former NFL quarterback and star for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But unfortunately, both those guys not able to hear me on the phone. So we'll get them back on here in the weeks ahead. And you know, we talk a lot about things here. I made some comments the last couple of weeks just about the transfer portal and, you know, not being a big fan of how all that has shaken out here over the years. But now there's some reports coming out that the NCAA Board of Directors proposing that they delete 153 rules from the handbook, a move that will allow schools to share financial benefits directly with the players, a step that we expected would happen with a new era of amateurism in college athletics. So, yeah, so they met for about 4 hours on Monday to discuss this. Now, you've always had that clearinghouse with the NIL, all kinds of stuff going on. And again, I think that's where the NCAA kind of messed this thing up a little bit, to be honest with you, because they just kind of allowed teams and allowed schools to do this stuff, but they never had anyone overseeing what was happening. They just kind of let all these teams just kind of do their stuff, run around, do everything they need to do, but they never really had a chance to sort of control it. So it's gotten a little bit out of control. And I think the whole point that they didn't want, you know, kids coming to school because of the NIL deals. They wanted kids come to school, and then you get the NIL deals. Well, as we're seeing nowadays, just look at what happened, you know, with the quarterback at Tennessee. You know, he decides, hey, I'm not going to get paid enough here. You know, so I'm going to look to go elsewhere. And so they basically had to negotiate with him, and the negotiation did not work very well. And so Nico Amaliva is leaving and heading to UCLA as the Bruins were willing to fork out and give him some money. And that kind of became public. And I mentioned it before, I just hate seeing that Wolfpack fans are getting all excited that we've re-upped and re-signed these guys and we're paying them all this money, you know. Yeah, the day and age of the student-athlete is pretty much gone, to be very honest with you. You've got paid collegiate athletes, at least in the major sports. I think, you know, in some of the smaller sports, maybe we'll have some stuff going on and you'll see, you know, some people, you know, the student-athlete still can be used there, but in college basketball, college football, they're going to see a little bit more in college baseball. And on the women's side of things, too, the players are dictating this. And the one thing that I got to admit, when I first saw this, I kind of laughed, was Mike Morgan's going into the transfer portal to say, I've decided I'm going to transfer. I can say I'm on the do not disturb list, basically. Basically, I can put my name out there, put a little asterisk by my name, which means you don't call me, I'll be calling you. Now, all these kids now have agents. You know, we've got general managers on all these college teams. You know, so again, the whole landscape of college athletics has changed, and now they're talking about just getting rid of all these rules, and then they'll be able to make direct payments to players, which is basically kind of what's going on now anyway. So, but yeah, so like I said, college athletics has changed so much, and I'm just, you know, I'm not a fan of that at all. Because, again, we're seeing all these different people going to all kind of different places. As a matter of fact, Joey Aguilar, some breaking news just now came out. Basically, UCLA and Tennessee just put off a trade as Nico goes to UCLA, and now Joey Aguilar, who started his career at App State, is now committed to Tennessee. So there you go. So Tennessee got their guys. So like I said, basically a trade is complete. Is there a player to name later in this one? Because I think maybe Tennessee should get one more guy maybe. But yeah, but anyway, there's just been a ton of that going on. Every time you look around, somebody's changing and going somewhere. All right, so we got a lot happening this week. As I mentioned, coming up on Thursday night, the NFL draft. How cool it's going to be in Lambeau Field. Green Bay will be hosting. And so I think we'll see a whole bunch of Vince Lombardi stuff floating around out there. As a matter of fact, ESPN's already got a pretty cool promo running out there, too, with his voice talking about football and getting ready for it. So NFL draft is coming up, and it should be a pretty good draft. Really should be. I think there's a lot of deep positions. I think a lot of teams are going to be a whole lot better after the weekend. So I'll be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday will be three nights of the NFL draft. Of course, as I mentioned earlier, NBA playoffs are in full swing. So ball games, pretty much two games every single night, and then we'll have a full slate of games over the weekend. NHL is wide open and going as well. And, you know, here locally, you know, we've got the senior games still going on. So if you want to have a chance to come watch some of that, check out their information. All that information can be found at the Henderson County website. Go into Parks and Recreation, you see a breakdown of everything happening there. And then locally, you know, we got a lot of high school baseball, high school softball being played right now. Got a lot of pretty good teams here in the mountains as well. So check that out. And then, of course, baseball season is here. Asheville Tourists are off and running this year. The Greenville Drive are playing. So if you like baseball, you want to watch some good ball, you can go either to Asheville or Greenville. Check some minor league baseball out. Of course, we'll continue to see how it goes in the Major League Baseball season. Again, you know, a long way to go. I joke on that group text all the time that, you know, after we lose a heartbreaker. And there was a walk-off. I guess the Rangers hit a two-run home run bottom of the ninth on Saturday that ruined a chance for the sweep by the Dodgers. And I joked and said, hey, look at there. We're done. We're never winning again. The season's lost. And, of course, I joke about that because that is not the case. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, Ian Jackson, the freshman from North Carolina, committing to St. John's today. So he's going to play for Rick Pitino up there, Ian Shefflin, and Zachary, two kids from Clemson, entering the transfer portal. And also today I saw where Dontrez Styles and Brandon Hundley Hatfield from NC State went into the portal. I thought both of those guys were graduating. I thought they already had graduated. I'm like, well, okay, I didn't know they were still going in the portal. I think both those guys are going to have to probably get a waiver to keep on playing. And there's even some talk, too, you know, about making it, you know, every single college athlete has 5 years to play. They're going to give college athletes 5 years. That's being proposed by the NCAA as well. So if that happens, you know, you don't have to worry about a redshirt year anymore. You just have 5 years to play now. So you can just keep on playing. But then they would get away from the medical waivers, all that stuff. That would be kind of good to see. Because right now, I mean, NC State had a wide receiver a couple years ago. He played 8 years of college football. 8 seasons of college football. Again, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, NCAA needs to get control of things. Okay. I want to apologize to people listening tonight, me rambling. You know, when you have a show lined up and you got two really good guests, Jim Zocchi with the Carolina Panthers Radio Network, Brad Johnson, Super Bowl winning quarterback, I planned on talking a whole bunch of football and a whole lot more with those two guys. Unfortunately, we have technical difficulties here tonight. Weren't able to get through there. So I do apologize to anyone listening who had to listen to me ramble here for the last hour. But at least I can ramble. At least I can talk just a little bit and have some fun doing it. But anyway, once again, well, thanks for those guys for being patient with me. I'll be back on again next week. We'll have things all worked out. And by that time, the NFL draft will be over. We'll probably wrap up some of that. And then we'll get these guys on next week to recap what happened. So maybe that was a week early with Zocchi and Brad Johnson. That's one thing I'm going to try and do here, folks. I mentioned it the very first show we did. You know, I've got quite the Rolodex of guests from back in the day and been doing this for almost 2 months now. And you think back, really, there's only been two guests that I've had on multiple times. You know, they've been on twice each. That's David Glenn and Brett Friedlander. Both those guys live in the Raleigh area. They both cover the ACC. But other than that, I'm trying to bring you new and fresh guests every single week. And that's what I'm going to continue to do. There's still some guys I hadn't even reached out to yet that I'll be getting on as well. And like I said, even though we're getting into the summertime hours, there's always stuff to talk about, especially after the draft. You know, you got the OTAs and you'll be getting ready, you know, for a training camp. And baseball is always going to be happening. We'll have basketball going on. And one guy I'm going to try and get on, if I can get him and it works in the schedule, is Brad Daugherty. If you ever listen to Cleveland Cavalier basketball, which we got the NBA package, I was listening to it a little bit last night. Brad has been doing the color commentating for Cleveland for the last couple of years. And, of course, he's Black Mountain's very own as well. So I'm going to try and get Brad on because the Cavaliers are playing pretty good. So that's something to look forward to in the future as well. But I tell you what, thanks for listening to me ramble here tonight. Hope you have a great evening, everyone, and I'll talk to you again next week.
You've been listening to the Sports Freak Hour with Mike Morgan. To listen to podcasts of tonight's show, go to WTZQ.com. Click on Programs and scroll down to the Sports Freak Hour. The Sports Freak Hour with Mike Morgan, Monday nights at 6 p.m. right here on WTZQ. Sponsored by Mountain Credit Union, serving Western North Carolina since 1963. Horizon Heat and Air, unmatched quality, service, and price. Eggs Up Grill, serving breakfast and lunch 7 days a week. And the We Sell WNC Real Estate team, Chris and Stephanie Scruggs.